It's a wake-up call in more ways than one. Time for some you need to know.
Well, we mentioned King Charles. He was here with Queen Camilla, and he addressed a joint meeting of Congress yesterday, marking the second time a British monarch has done so. He was welcomed with an extended standing ovation, and much of his speech focused on the kinship and history between the U.S. and the U.K. At the end of his remarks, lawmakers gave him another long-standing ovation. Charles began his address to Congress by referencing Sunday's shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, Saturday's shooting, rather, saying such violent acts, quote, will never succeed. He expressed solidarity with the U.S. We stand united in our commitment to uphold democracy, to protect all our people from harm, and to salute the courage of those who daily risk their lives in service of our countries. In his opening remarks, he did remember his late mother, Queen Elizabeth II, who was the last monarch to address the U.S. Congress. He used a portion of his speech to praise NATO and the role the Defense Alliance has played in protecting their citizens and interests. The mention of Ukraine and the support it needed to defend itself from Russia's unprovoked aggression were another part of the King's message to President Trump, who has stopped most military aid to Kyiv since returning to the White House in January. The King took a moment to quote Trump in his speech, reminding the Congress that it was the U.S. leader himself who praised the friendship between the two nations just months before vilifying the U.K. and its government for not providing significant military assistance for the war. He concluded by reminding lawmakers that the United States' influence carries weight and meaning.
By the way, it was 1991, the last time a monarch addressed Congress.
Yes.
I had to look that up because I wasn't sure my timeline there. But
it was the same day that she and the first President Bush planted a tree.
Yes.
On the White House grounds. And I saw footage of her addressing Congress yesterday, the Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
She made a joke because at the press conference for the tree, the microphones were so high, she was very small of frame.
Yes.
She's probably the same height as you, Jamie.
Probably.
And no, I mean, and so they couldn't see her. So when she got to Congress, the microphones had been lowered, and she said, I hope you can see me now, unlike yesterday.
Yeah, no. So. I think what you want about Queen Elizabeth, but she always had the right thing to say at the right time, and she always did it with a little bit of grace. And yesterday when we talked about King Charles and Queen Camilla being in the U.S., I said I didn't really understand the entire process because it was obviously some sort of diplomacy act. And I think essentially after listening to him address Congress yesterday, King Charles, that is, I think that's exactly what this was. It was simply mm-hmm. a diplomacy mission from the king, mostly knowing how much this president reveres the royal family, right? He has a lot of admiration. And I think King
Does
Charles—
Does he, though, because he treats them with such disrespect when he was—you saw him yesterday, but right in as Queen Camilla was shaking hands with the cabinet— He literally pushed her aside to shake his own cabinet's hand.
But at the same time, he wants to be acknowledged by kings and queens, and he wants that sort of acknowledgement. And I think in this particular case, especially with the tensions right now between the U.S. and the U.K., I think that King Charles was probably the right diplomat to handle that, because I can't see this president being okay with the prime minister coming in from England, coming into the White House
and
yesterday.
Saying the things. Yeah, you're right. No, Charles said it in a way, he made his points, and I thought they were very good. I thought he represented people who do not agree with this administration. He represented us pretty well.
Yep.
Said the things that needed to be said in a very diplomatic and regal way. Still placating Trump just enough
mm-hmm.
that maybe he'd listen or he wouldn't at least blow up.
Right.
You know, so it was I thought it worked out very well.
It did. It did. And so, you know, if we're going with the olive branch of diplomacy, then I think King Charles and Camilla were probably the right people to do that in this particular moment in time. In other headlines, we're going to bring it right back here to Wisconsin because the Federal Bureau of Investigation yesterday said that it is aware of social media posts made by a Wisconsin activist who launched a promotion to offer free beer for his craft brewery on the day that Donald Trump dies. Carolyn Clancy, who is a spokeswoman for the FBI Milwaukee office, said in a statement about recent posts made by Kirk Bangstad, he's the owner of the Minocqua Brewing Company, she said hateful rhetoric and speech are despicable. She also went on to say that threats of violence or terrorism will be investigated by the FBI and the public is encouraged to report any threats of violence. Now, the state Democratic Party on Sunday actually denounced Bangstad's post, promoting the idea of assassinating the president in the wake of the shooting at that D.C. event that he was in attendance of. We're talking about the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Bangstad, who, as we mentioned, owns the Minocqua Brewing Company, he's also the founder of a political action committee that supports progressive politics. He said Saturday in a post from his brewing company's Facebook account, we're not going to give the post any more exposure. No. The post was made after a gunman opened fire at the dinner. U.S. Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said the gunman appeared to have targeted Trump and officials in the administration who were attending that event. Now, Bangstad did not directly respond to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's request for comment about the Democratic Party's criticism, but did make a separate Facebook post on Sunday where he hit back at the Democrats who criticized the post and actually stood by his previous comments by linking to merchandise for sale that promotes Trump's death. What I'm going to say is this has not died down. He has doubled, tripled, and even quadrupled down as far as his views about the president and his post that went out after the shooting at the White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Yeah, he really needs to look in the mirror and do a little self-evaluation.
This isn't edgy. This isn't satire. You can't normalize political violence. Not right now, ever, but especially not right now with the rhetoric.
I said this yesterday. I'll say it again. I have no good feelings toward this administration. That does not mean that in any way, shape, or form, I want somebody to be murdered. He could be removed from office by election. He could be removed from office from impeachment. That would be fine with me if he stands trial for any of the alleged crimes that he's alleged again to have committed. That would be fine with me. But to promote this violence is irresponsible because in this day and age that we saw how crazy people can be. The president talked against the Pope, and the Pope's brother was getting death threats.
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, who I have no good feelings for either. Trump called her a traitor. She received death threats. Stop.